Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back. It's Wednesday, which means during the first half hour, we'll be performing another episode of Science for Humans with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, in just a moment. And then we're going to change it up a little bit. And this actually fits nicely into my blog yesterday. We're going to be joined by Dr. Rafael Meza to talk about the grim picture on a nationwide basis that diabetes is posing to Mexico. They're in the same shape the United States is in. We're going to talk about that. Then during the second hour, we're going to do an episode of Muscle Saves Lives, and we have Mike Nippert on the show to talk about his journey and how physical culture changed his life. But first, we have to play Dr. Jeff's theme music.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Hey, Dr. Jeff, how you doing?
Good, Carl. How about you?
Fantastic, fantastic. So today's Science for Humans episode is the result of a question from Michael LePelt. And quite frankly, he had very specific questions. Michael LePelt has been a longtime user and recommends Carbolin, which is categorized as a high molecular weight carbohydrate supplement. To fellow strongmen and powerlifters and competitors for years. But even though he uses it and he knows it works, he doesn't understand how it works. So he has specific questions for you today that he wants you to detail how it works, what it is, and also discuss some of the more current information about Carbolin. So take it away, Dr. Jeff.
All right. Yeah, Michael, he's a great friend of the show. And Michael, that was a great question because a lot of people have, you know, the same question. You know, Carl, I mean, sometimes people see marketing and it really doesn't answer the question. So that's the one good thing about this. So I guess what is Carbolin? You know, from kind of maybe a more scientific side, generalized. First of all, I'm now calling it a designer sugar. Even though it's sugar-free. So Carbolin is a homeosaccharide, which is made up of derived from potato, rice, and corn. So we're basically working with the molecular makeup of these starches. There are enzymes that go into the processing. And at the end of the day, what comes out is something that is absorbed as quickly as a sugar, but is completely sugar-free. So that's kind of what makes Carbolin different than, you know, any other type of carbohydrate product out there is the fact that it doesn't contain sugar, but it's absorbed so quickly.
Now, wasn't Waxy Maize a great letdown for many people? A lot of people out there think that all these carbohydrate supplements are alike in one way or another, but Carbolin is vastly different than the rest of these because it does get into the bloodstream so quickly, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, Waxy Maize was really disappointing because
It was nothing more than cornstarch.
Yeah.
The same thing that my wife used to thicken the gravy at Thanksgiving.
Right.
You know, go buy it on the shelf for $1.50. But these supplement companies were selling it for, $25 for the same thing. Is it a carbohydrate? Absolutely. Can you carbohydrate load with it? You sure can. But that isn't the whole idea behind, Carblen. Again, I designed this so that it would be absorbed very, very quickly, so that we could use it, before a workout. We could use it during. One of the things that I just finished up on a grant by the Montana Research and Commercialization Grant Department was a big clinical trial using sugar as the placebo group. Half of the group took Carblen, 50 grams. The other half of the group took dextrose, sugar, 50 grams. We put a butterfly in. So we're going to draw blood now every 15 minutes. And they're on a treadmill, so they're actually exercising. And it was amazing because I had already done this previous, Carl, but this was a really big study, IRB number, peer-reviewed. And exactly what I had been saying that we saw previous, at the same time as sugar, probably about 5 minutes, glucose levels were elevated, but Carblen slowly burns down. So on about 70 minutes, that 50 grams was about gone, where sugar spiked the insulin, spiked the glucose, but then people were crashing. You could see this in the blood work. That's why sugar isn't a good product at all for athletes.
So is the reason that Carblen sustains so long because of its molecular makeup, or is it because the way it slowly leaches into the blood through the gut?
More of the molecular makeup, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. that it dumps so quickly. That's what it was designed on, was to basically have a tail, was to be slow burning. Not burn up like sugar. I think in the study, which will be published here next year, we did a couple more phases to it. We did a pre-diabetic, and now I'm in diabetic studies. But, sugar, I think after about 45 minutes, was pretty much gone, which is what you would expect. But that's what makes it very, very interesting.
So since the Carblen is a designer carbohydrate product, that has some very, very specific attributes. Should you be using it differently than you would other carb supplements? How would I use Carblen if I was a powerlifter / strongman versus a cyclist?
So, yeah, there would be, depending on what you're trying to accomplish. At the end of the day, it is a carbohydrate. So it could be used for everything. If you were a powerlifter, a strongman, someone in that game, where you're looking to maintain your weight, you could use Carblen mixed with your protein to increase your carbohydrate content during the day. But I would recommend that you used it before you went to the gym. Now, normally powerlifters train for a long period of time, and you run out of gas. So again, you want to mix up another cupful and drink it during the workout or during the meet. Some of the powerlifting meets that I went to ran as long as 8 hours long. And you never knew when you were going to kind of be up, so it was really difficult to eat a whole lot of food, because last thing you want to be doing is having a full belly and then you're called to deadlift,
Right.
We're cyclists now, they're not trying to gain weight. They don't really need to use it during the day. Now, they need to use it pre. Now, again, depending on how long that event is going to be, a lot of the cyclists, I will actually have them use 100 grams because they're going to go much longer than about 60 minutes, where, a normal workout is, 60 to 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. And usually that 50 grams will get you pretty close to, 50% of that workout, or, about 75% of that workout.
Okay, so since Carblen is so unique in the way it enters the bloodstream, but it's not a sugar, so it has a different effect on insulin, would it be fair to say that Carblen would have less ability to produce fat, since it's not stimulating insulin, than an equal amount of some other starch or sugar?
Absolutely. I mean, the longer things hang around, the more easier it is to be stored. Yeah, I mean, carbolin, even people on a diet, you know, bodybuilders, people here locally that are going on a diet wanting to lose some body fat, I tell them, you got to have carbohydrates. Do not do these low-carb diets. And because carbolin is burned up, you know, again, that's what creates energy. That's the kindling. So you got to fuel yourself during a workout. If not, you're not going to produce enough energy. You're not going to have the gas, so to say, to get through a workout. You know, when you hit those walls, when you just run out of juice mentally and physically, you have depleted the glycogen levels. If you don't replenish those, it's very difficult to get your performance levels back up.
And then post-workout supplementation, back in the day, I'm going back, you know, 15 years ago when the whole post-workout drink became very popular. You know, guys were using, I was using 50 grams of whey, 80 grams of dextrose, a little bit of R-alpha-lipoic acid as a post-workout drink. Would carbolin be a better choice for that? And two-part question, would carbolin be a better choice for post-workout, given what we're looking for at a post-workout meal? And would it still allow creatine to enter the muscles? Because it was thought that insulin was required for creatine to enter the muscles, but I think that's been dispelled since then, right?
Right. Yeah, that's a that's a very good question. You know, there was some research that showed, you know, again, getting glycogen back, you know, when you are sore, after you get done, you know, with a game, running, lifting, whatever you're doing, you know, you have depleted those glycogen levels. The quicker you can replenish those levels, that's what starts the whole recuperation process. So, yeah, carbolin is the perfect recovery drink because it's absorbed so quickly. Now, a lot of people say, well, yeah, but I'm going to go home and eat. Well, first of all, you know, no one eats right after exercising, you know, so there's probably an hour. And then if you're going to eat some carbohydrate, it's going to be hours before that is actually absorbed.
Right.
For me, the quicker that I can recover and recuperate, the quicker I can get on to the next workout, you know.
Is it fair to say across the board, the best way to use carbolin is if your workouts are going to be lasting up to an hour, the recommended scoop size is 50 grams, right?
Correct.
So you have one scoop pre-workout about 20 minutes, half hour before the workout. And if your workout is going to go longer than an hour, to have an intra-workout drink ready for you to start drinking about halfway through your workout?
Yeah, I usually take about a half a dose, you know, as an intra. But I don't do it, you know, every workout because sometimes, you know, again, if my workout's only an hour, I'm good. But if it's leg day where I'm going to go a little bit longer, I'm going to burn up some more calories and what have you, then I like to pop in about 25 grams mid-workout. When I was doing some of my longer workouts where, you know, I would do back and rear delts and then biceps, when I got done with the rear delts, you know, which was about 45 minutes, I would replenish with my carbolin about 25 grams. And it was like I had never even done the first part of the workout.
Wow.
Within about 10 minutes, I mean, I'm just feeling good and I'd have a great bi-workout. But you know what happens, you know, in a workout, whatever you do first, normally you feel pumped and you're great, but whatever you do toward the end is kind of like you're just kind of going through the motions.
Right.
Well, you're out of glycogen. You got nothing to fuel that muscle to perform.
Yeah. Here's what I want to do. I want to go ahead and take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the other attributes of carbolin. Also, I think that you're going to surprise people with a free carbolin giveaway here. So stay tuned. You're listening to Science for Humans with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The secret word is pumpkin. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. So my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, is answering a question sent in from a listener, Michael Nippelt, right? Is that what his name is?
Yes, that is.
Okay. And he has been a longtime user of Carbolin, and he's does powerlifting and strongman competitions. And Carbolin really, really works. Why do you think more people don't use Carbolin, Dr. Jeff? Do you think it's because the industry is filled with so much hype that it takes guys like Michael to say, you know, I've been using Carbolin, I'm a strongman. Even Coach Wade Johnson never used anything, and then once he started using it, he swears by it.
Yeah, I think it just takes time. I mean, there are a lot of people using Carbolin, but it does take people like Michael. You know, word of mouth is the best way for us to promote. And Michael, if you're listening live, but I know if you're not, you'll be listening on the podcast. thanks again, you know, for kind of prompting this. Send me over your address and your T-shirt size. I'm going to send you off a little goodie box. And anyone whose questions we use, you know, I like to say thank you by giving you something to show I appreciate those questions.
Yeah, we have people who post on my Facebook wall all the time thanking you for surprises that they receive in the mail from you. I said, yeah, Dr. Jeff is like Santa, but all year long.
I have been hooking people up, as they say. There's nothing better than to be expecting, you know, one little sample and you get a whole box full of stuff. Yeah. But, you know, again, I always say you should never buy a horse until you ride it.
So. Yeah, no, absolutely. And Carbolin was one of those things that you can actually try. So another thing about Carbolin that I do like is the flavor. A lot of the high molecular weight starches that showed up on the scene early on, even one that's very, very popular that kind of tried to corner the market for a long time but really hasn't any longer, they don't taste good. A lot of them taste, like you said, they taste like you're eating Argo cornstarch.
They are bad. You know, you've been out here, Carl. You've seen the resources that we've had. We have. And, I mean, again, you know, in the old days, everything tasted terrible. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted to get into supplements because as a bodybuilder, I could not stand drinking the stuff that we had. So my first product was taking protein powder, pressing it in a tablet so I wouldn't have to drink that nasty milk and egg. So when I was developing Carbolin, I thought, you know, this has got to taste like Kool-Aid. It really has to taste good. Or else how are you going to drink, you know, some during your workout or before your workout or on the sideline at a game? So Carbolin really does taste well. That's why I like people not only to try it for the performance aspect. One sample, you can see how well it works, but you also can see that it tastes really good.
What are the flavors, Dr. Jeff?
That's the hardest decision, is for someone to choose a flavor. But we got good old neutral, you know, because a lot of guys, especially like we talked about, you know, if you're going to carbo load for a contest, you don't want to have any flavorings and things. And then a lot of guys take the neutral and they'll mix it with their protein to increase their calorie. But boy, you got fruit punch, orange, and strawberry, and then you get over into blue raz watermelon, kiwi strawberry, and my new favorite, cherry limeade.
Mmm, yeah, that sounds really good. Now something you mentioned earlier, you inferred that on the side, you know, people who are on the sidelines and those types of sports, isn't it true that there are actually schools that are now abandoning the traditional Gatorade type drinks and replacing them with Carbolin?
Correct. You know, in Montana is kind of where we started with this. My new sideline drink, I'm calling it Carbolin Hydrate, because I've added some phosphated electrolyte minerals. So again, you don't have salt, no sugar. But that's what has become interesting is, you know, again, a product like Gatorade was great for the 50s and 60s, but we know that sugar does not work well for athletes. And again, we no longer take salt pills like they used to give us back when we were in high school.
Right.
So Carbolin is the perfect sideline drink. Tastes great, mixes well. So we saw it on earlier this year with our IFL football team. The Billings Wolves did really well with it. We got it into our college football. The basketball players are using it, the soccer players. We're working with some of the high schools here now. So, again, you know, it's the new and improved. You know, it's kind of like your cell phone from, 10 years ago.
Or, yeah, right, the 80s and today, right. Today,
yeah, yeah. I mean, today, no, going today back it's to a the old plug-in phones from the 60s.
Yeah, it's a computer today. I mean, you know, it's like unbelievable. So let me ask you a question. With the Indoor Football League group using the this upgraded version of Carbolin, which includes these electrolytes, are they saying anything to you? Are they saying, holy mackerel, this is so much better than the stuff we were drinking?
Oh, yeah. Well, the first season, which was 2015, we only had the original Carbolin, which everyone is drinking. Absolutely, because these guys, either came from another arena football team or they were from some D1 school. And the thing about the IFL is it's kind of a stepping stone into the NFL. You know, guys that didn't get drafted, they're not ready to retire. Most people don't make a career in the IFL. Now, some of them have, but, you know, I think last year 20-some got picked up by the NFL. But absolutely, they got on the Carblin, and that's about what they said was, oh, my goodness, where has this stuff been my whole life? You know, we saw the guys because they get products as part of their sponsorship. You know, I mean, they're drinking it before practice, so they've got their own personal containers, and we've got the coolers on the sidelines, you know, and they're replenishing. But we slowly saw our team as being a brand new team, outperforming, having more gas. You know, that's a big run and gun sport. So yeah. We didn't run out of gas like our opponents did. So
that's awesome. So maybe someday we'll start seeing Carblin on the sideline of some major teams who get the message that, hey, this stuff actually will help us win games as opposed to just, you know, some crappy drink here that
absolutely gonna take some time because Gatorade is the big gorilla, man. You know they dominate that. But you know, again, as athletes continue to use it, I mean, most of the pro bodybuilders are all using this. A lot of the pro football players, you know, we're heading up to the Major League Baseball trainers camp to introduce Carbolin to them because it's now approved by NSF for Major League Baseball. So we're going to see more publicity than what we've seen in the past, you know. And even if people are putting our Carbolin in a Gatorade bottle, hey, as long as it's working and they're liking it, I don't care.
So you have a gift for the audience, is that right?
I do. You know, it's Christmas time, and as I was thinking about this, Carl, I thought, you know, what could we do above and beyond? So I've got sitting in a corner here, I've got 48 beautiful Carbolin shaker cups. We're talking about the kind of GNC that is about a $13, $14 retail value. I'd like to give those shaker cups away along with a couple samples of Carbolin. All you got to do is go to the Superhuman Radio site, ask the scientist, and say, hey, I heard the show. I would like that shaker cup. Remember to please give me your address.
Right.
Because I don't want to knock you out of line waiting for your address to come back. But anyone who would like them, and again, you know, even if you're listening on a podcast, don't think they're all gone. A few weeks ago when I gave away those test charge, I think everybody forgot, thought that if they called, it'd be too late. And even some podcast people ended up getting the free kits.
So. Right. And also, it also should be said that anytime somebody misses the boat, so to speak, because the show is 5 months old and you're just hearing it now, Dr. Jeff always sends you something. He'll send you maybe a couple sample packs of Carbolin without the shaker cup or something like that. So don't let this opportunity go to waste. If you want to try the single best carbohydrate supplement in the world that will fuel your workouts and your competitions to a greater degree, why wouldn't you want to perform better? Why?
Absolutely. And you know, if you want to keep up with what I'm doing on a regular basis, you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Always got interesting things going on, and every once in a while I throw in a little bonus to those people who catch it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very, very cool. So there you have it. Dr. Jeff, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks, Carl.
Talk
care.
To you soon. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the plight of Mexico under the weight of type 2 diabetes. The Mexican government gets it. They're not doing the United States government isn't getting it. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
You know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports.
The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit Prime Nutrition and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. You know, everywhere you turn, we're talking about climate change. But there's something more threatening to our population than climate change. I wrote about this in a blog just yesterday. I predict that if things keep going the way they're going, the human race will be at a critical point in trying to sustain life on this planet well before the planet gets too hot to inhabit. My next guest is from the University of Michigan, and it's Dr. Raphael Meza. How are you doing, Dr. Meza?
Pretty good. How about you?
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, I'm very frustrated, Dr. Meza, because we hear about climate change, and I'm not saying that climate change is not an important discussion to have, but we're talking about climate change causing threats to human populations by the year 2030, when millions, literally, in the United States, 1.67 million people a year die from chronic illness that is related directly, could you draw a line directly back to type 2 diabetes incidents every single year, and no one's paying attention. Talk about your research. Talk about your research in Mexico.
Okay, so what we did was look at historical data on prevalence, so people reporting that they've been diagnosed with diabetes. So in surveys, they ask people, have you ever been diagnosed with diabetes? And then also incidents, those who say they've been diagnosed, they ask them, when were you diagnosed? And that tells you the time when these people actually received the diagnosis. And then we use that data from three national surveys to reconstruct the history of diabetes in Mexico, right? Self-reported diabetes. And what we found is just pretty dramatic. We know, and that's more known, that prevalence was pretty high, but then what we were able to find is that actually incidence, so the rate at which people get diabetes has been increasing dramatically in Mexico since the 1960s, roughly doubling every year. So basically doubling every 10 years. So,
wow.
So basically what that tells you is that every 10 years you're going to have twice the burden of diabetes. And as this keeps increasing and increasing, then that has huge implications for the health system. And
you use the word grim in the title of this press release. And that's a pretty heavy word. I mean, are we talking about the potential for even economic collapse under the weight of type 2 diabetes in Mexico?
Roughly, and part of the reason is one of the things that we did, now that we have estimations of the incidence and prevalence, like historical, what we then was put together a model, a mathematical model, to predict what would happen if things would continue as they are.
Right.
And a couple of things that we found, and maybe the more dramatic, is that if things continue as they're going, roughly 1 in 3 to 1 in 2 children being born right now in Mexico will develop diabetes during their lifetime. So you're talking that is the 1 in 2 scenario, is basically 50% of your population will eventually have a diabetes diagnosis, which is a lot, because diabetes, as you mentioned, is a chronic disease, and what that means is once you have it, you have it, and you have to deal with it. And of course, if you don't deal with it, then you're going to have potentially many problems, not only to those associated to diabetes itself, but also because diabetes increases the risk of many other diseases like cardiovascular disease, renal disease, and many
others. The two major causes of death today in North America are first heart disease and second cancer, and both of those are related to diabetes. They're both related. Heart disease occurs because someone has type 2 diabetes. The cancers are known to thrive in an environment where blood sugar levels run rampant. So we could easily say that the majority of heart disease and cancer, the two top killers, 7 out of 10 people in the United States die of chronic disease, which the large majority of them are heart disease and cancer, are directly linked back to this prevalence of type 2 diabetes in the population. Why aren't governments looking at this as a more important topic than global warming?
I think governments are indeed looking at it, and And it was one of the big concerns, right? So we hear a lot about the obesity epidemic in the U.S. that actually now the news is that it's at least now stable. It's not increasing anymore. In Mexico, it's just still going on where it's the amount of people who are obese or overweight continues to increase, and they actually surpass the U.S. So it's a growing problem. But it's clearly a critical issue that we need to deal with. As you mentioned, many cardiovascular diseases or problems of the heart will be related to diabetes. Cancer, the link is they're starting to establish those links are not that strong yet, but of course there are some. And you're right that it's a ticking bomb in some sense. As more people get diabetes, it's very expensive because you need to treat them or maintain them through lifestyle interventions to make sure that their blood sugar levels remain, under control, and then to prevent the onset of these other diseases. But it's indeed a critical problem, and it's going to be, as you mentioned, an economical problem where just the estimate of the amount of costs or U.S. dollars, let's say, in Mexico, that are going to be needed to deal with this obesity and diabetes epidemic are larger than the whole budget that the government has.
Right.
So it's critical. So you're right. It's important to put a lot of emphasis and priority on this. And some governments are doing it more, taking it more seriously than others. That's true. But it's something that the whole world, not only the U.S., not only Mexico, developed countries and developing countries are going to really need to take a big look at and just prioritize it as one of their major objectives. Which is,
yeah, because it's just not North America. The UK has this problem. Every place you go, the incident. I mean, even so many people would point to China and Japan as the bastions of health. They don't have heart disease and they don't eat red meat. Guess what? They're catching up to us now with diabetes.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's one of the big problems. We in public health or epidemiology talk a lot about something called epidemiologic transition. What that means is that countries, low and middle income countries, that used to have like different profiles, different ways of lifestyle. Different dietary and behavioral habits are kind of adapting or converging to the risk factors or lifestyles of the developed countries with all the implications that it has, which is that increasing obesity, increasing in the burden of chronic diseases. People are living longer in the developing world, and basically what's happening with something like diabetes, which is something else that we looked at and that we studied, is the fact that the risk of diabetes increases with age. So the older you are, the more likely you're going to get diabetes, up to a point. And what's happening is with this transition that the developing world is going through, where people are living longer and then eating more sugars and changing their diets and all this, then really it's the burden there is actually going to be unsustainable. And that's a big problem.
We have to take a break. And when we come back, I want to pick up right where we're leaving off here. I want to talk about sugar. I want to talk about longevity. We're talking with Dr. Rafael Meza. We're talking about the prognosis of type 2 diabetes in Mexico. Now is really, there is an alarm should be going off because the government there is going to have a hard time managing if this projection that Dr. Meza is talking about goes out. And you actually have 1 in 3 and even 1 in 2 people developing type 2 diabetes in their lifetime. I mean, this could collapse a country. There's no doubt about it. Stay tuned. And you know what? The United States isn't far off. Stay tuned.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Rafael Meza. We're talking about the plight of type 2 diabetes in Mexico. So, Dr. Meza, lots of scientists like to say part of the problem is we're living longer.
Mm-hmm.
I would respectfully submit that that is not true, that we are not living longer, but we are developing chronic disease at earlier and earlier ages, because one just has to go into a cemetery and find tombstones from the 1700s and 1800s to see that people have lived into their 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th decade of life with great frequency. This notion that we're living longer, really, if that was true, then we'd be living to be 130, 140, 150 by now. And the reality is we're not living longer. That's almost, in my humble opinion, the pharmaceutical agenda patting themselves on the back like they're responsible for people living. Then we're not living longer. We have people developing diabetes in their 20s and 30s. We have people developing breast cancer and colon cancer 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. We have people, so many people developing Alzheimer's disease today in their 30s and 40s, that there was a movie that won an Academy Award about a woman, Still Jane or something like that, that she developed, you know, living with someone who develops Alzheimer's disease at a very, very young age. All of these things, when you look at emerging science, when you look at emerging science, whether it's from an epidemiological standpoint or when it's from a causative research standpoint, there's linkages back to type 2 diabetes. There's linkages back to this lifestyle of inactivity plus these high carbohydrate centric diets today.
Those are I mean very interesting points. And actually, you're absolutely right that at any given age, the risk of these conditions, say diabetes, has been increasing. So there's like two ways that we use to look at this phenomena or try to understand the data. One is what we call doing an age adjustment. Kind of we transform the rate so that differences in the age profile of the population in different years don't affect the comparisons, right? And right. When you do that, you're absolutely right that what you're seeing is an increase, for instance, in dramatic increases in the rates of diabetes. And those are come from increases that are occurring at all ages. There's been some improvements, and one of the reasons, for instance, in the developing world, people live longer, is just because they don't die from infectious diseases
right.
that used to occur early in life, right?
Right.
So they make it through childhood, they get to be adults, and then they get hit with these chronic diseases. And that's kind of what we talk about with this transition, that yeah, people are not dying from polio or from or measles, or things that now we can prevent with vaccination and with hygiene and all these things. But people then get to adulthood and they die from these other things or get these other conditions. And you're right that at any given age, the rate of diabetes has been increasing. Now, there's people who are crossing that threshold and they did live longer just because they didn't die when they were kids
right.
from an infectious disease. And that's what brings the numbers up. That's and the population that is at risk for this conditions higher. So it's true. I mean, people have done work, and I guess to your point, is that what has led to that those increases in life expectancy that people talked about, and there are two camps: those that say, well, is it due to improvements in treatment and improvements in medical diagnosis, and a little bit is going to be due to that, of course. But there's another kind that is actually the most of the benefit comes from improvements in hygiene, improvements in these things that
yes.
prevent
yes.
And make children live or develop much better, right? And be more resilient when they get older. But that's that's it.
So what should countries like Mexico, what should developing nations be doing right now in an effort to start to make inroads into reversing the increased rate of type 2 diabetes in their populations?
So they have to do like serious and comprehensive obesity prevention and control strategies and plans. And there are many things that can be done. Mexico, for instance, and there is a lot of debate around this issue, but Mexico is the first country that has, for instance, imposed a tax on sugary drinks. And impose a tax on like empty calories that one gets from a sugary or artificial drink, right? And it's been a year, and so far there is evidence that the tax is actually working in reducing consumption. We'll see as time passes if it actually has an effect in reducing obesity and reducing diabetes, as some of us have projected. Then, of course, there is important work that can be done to prevent children from becoming obese or overweight. Really, what you see is that once a kid becomes obese or overweight, then it's very hard to come back, and that there is a lot of effect or impact that whatever you are when or whatever you're eating or doing when you're a kid will translate into what you're doing as an adult. So it's very important to do prevention strategies, make sure that children are not only eating right, but also doing exercise and maintaining a healthy life.
Yeah, but see, there's so much more to this equation, in my humble opinion. We're starting to learn the effects of the microbiome on the prevalence and development of type 2 diabetes. We know that there are foods that we are being told that are healthy and safe to eat by, in the United States, organizations like the Food and Drug Administration, that we're now understanding they may actually be causing a change in gut microbiota that will make a person become obese and develop type 2 diabetes. The problem that I have right now with this is that we have created the perfect storm for type 2 diabetes in the world. And that's why so many developed nations are seeing this epidemic. And it's not just one. You're right. We need to be more active. You're right. We need to reduce the sugars and carbohydrates. But there are other things that need to be addressed. People don't even think about sleep anymore. Everybody thinks it's, stay up. We know that shift workers and people who don't sleep at night develop type 2 diabetes within months. Bang. I mean, there's so many things wrong with society today in developed nations that we ignore that are leading to type 2 diabetes, that it's going to require a complete overhaul of all the things that we've become fond of, quite frankly.
Now, one interesting point that you mentioned is that it's, and before we went to the break, that was the thing that we were saying, that it's not only an issue for countries like Mexico, right? It's an issue here and in other developed countries. Actually, estimations from researchers at the CDC and in other places actually put also the lifetime risk of diabetes in the U.S. at 40%. And in some demographic groups, Hispanics and African-American women in 50%. So that means that a kid born today in the U.S., if things don't change, an average kid, 40% or 4 out of 10, 2 out of 5, will develop diabetes, and if you're Hispanic or African-American woman, then your odds are 1 in 2. So it's a big problem here. The reason why there is a lot of concern in the developing world is because here, at least there are resources to absorb some of this burden that is going to happen or that it's happening now. But when you're talking about developing countries, maybe Mexico is okay, but when you go to low-income countries, then it's a bigger problem, and it raises to that. And you're right that a lot of, there's some things that we know about diabetes and obesity, but there is probably way many more things that we don't know. The research on microbiome and how and the microbiome is changing and how it's changing depending on what we eat and what we do. And then what are the consequences of that? That's a very important thing. And at the end, I guess the policies or strategies that we're trying are the ones that we kind of have a good sense that they might work, right? But hopefully through research and just through looking at the things that we're doing, we'll be able to develop more things to actually allow us to escape this path that we're going through right now.
And I'm with you on this. I've been doing the show 10 years in November, and I have talked for 10 years how and every year it gets worse. And I talk about how there's going to come a point in time here in the United States, there's going to come a point in time, as you're pointing out, in Mexico, where the weight of caring for the sick people, the lack of production of the sick people, the cost of the sick people is going to be so high that the nations won't be able to, we won't be able to do it anymore. And I kind of feel like governments in general, I don't know about Mexico, but here in the United States, everybody is just acting like this is no big deal. We're, I understand that we have all these other problems, but this one is a problem today. You don't have to extrapolate out to 2030 to see that we're losing in the United States 1.67 million people a year. 7 out of 10 people a year die in the United States from chronic disease, and that chronic disease can be linked directly back to type 2 diabetes and obesity. So somebody needs to wake somebody up in government and go, you know, we got a bigger problem here that we need to fix at the same time while we battle terrorism and we fight with climate change. That's my opinion.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you're absolutely right that it should be a priority. It's a priority. I mean, it should be a priority. I'm not sure if it's or it gets the attention that it deserves. Of course, there's a lot of people working or trying to make the point that we really should improve the way we're living. But I don't think people realize that how big the problem is.
I know. They don't.
That's what this type of work or research is helpful, right? Because it allows you to kind of put things in perspective and to say, listen, it's really a big problem.
Right? Dr. Mazur, thank you so much for being on the show today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
I applaud your work. Thank you. All right, so we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to do an episode of Muscle Saves Lives. Stay tuned.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The secret word is pumpkin. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. Lipospheric.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I love doing Muscle Saves Lives episodes because, first of all, I think they're inspiring to some people who may have challenges in their own lives and are looking for ways to shift the way they look at things in their lives. But more importantly, since I've been doing this show for 10 years, I've heard so many stories about people who had circumstances in their lives that should have derailed their lives, should have removed any quality of life. And there are people out there who had the same circumstances that's exactly how their lives turned out. But this particular person or that particular person embraced physical culture. And through physical culture, they actually changed their lives. They didn't just accomplish this or that, but they actually have a life full of joy and promise and hope. And this next story is exactly that discussion. My guest is Michael Nippert. How you doing, Michael?
Fine. I would like to thank you for having me on, because most of the time when you have somebody with cerebral palsy, it's an expert, not the person that has it.
Yeah, so no, I know.
You're pretty groundbreaking right there. So, I deeply appreciate it.
So you already let the cat out of the bag. You were born with cerebral palsy. Talk about that. Talk about your childhood how things went.
I was born 4 pounds, 5 ounces in 1958, which was very, you know, that wasn't a lot of weight. Now, you know, you can have a baby a pound. So I was in an incubator. Then, when I was 6 months old, my parents noticed that I couldn't sit up. You know, there was things going wrong, and I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, lazy baby, nothing to worry about.
Lazy baby.
So then what happened is for 2 years, the doctors would not tell my parents what was wrong with me.
Did they know? They actually knew and they didn't tell them?
Right. I mean, so they finally told my parents what was wrong with me. And then, my dad told me hospitals were calling him begging for just signed paperwork and we're taking. Because my time period, they used children with cerebral palsy for experiments.
Right.
I mean, they can, 60 Minutes did a piece on that. So I went to a cerebral palsy center. My dad was teaching flying at the time, working 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, and also washing airplanes and cutting the grass. And I needed braces, and they said, well, sell your car. And my dad had a car from the 50s, and it had holes in it to the floor, and they said, well, how am I going to get to work? So what they did is they loaned my dad the money and he had to pay it back. Mm. And then when they noticed that I had drive and I could talk to people, they wanted to use me as a poster child, and my parents said, absolutely not. You know, you wouldn't help us when we needed it. Now you want to, you know, use him to collect money.
Right, right.
But my legs were drawn up like a ballet slipper. Until I was about 6 years old, they didn't operate on me until I was 6 years old. So my legs were drawn up, and I learned how to walk on my tippy toes.
Oh, man.
And I wore, I don't know what you'd call them, clodhoppers.
I don't know.
You know them?
What are clodhoppers? Are they big, bulky shoes, in other words?
High-top shoes.
Okay.
Because that kind of disguised where my foot was. I was on my toes with that big, bulky shoe that gave ankle support.
So your heel was actually where most people's ankles were in that shoe.
Yeah, my foot looked identical to a ballet slipper.
Right.
You know, like when they do ballet.
Yeah, they call it toe.
Drawn up. That's how I learned how to walk.
They call it point or toe. Yes. So you wore these shoes that were big for you because your toe could touch where the arch of the shoe is, and your heel was where the ankle of the shoe would be at the high top boot. It looked like you had regular feet.
Correct.
I'll be damned.
And I don't remember this because I was a little kid, but when I had braces, somehow I learned how to walk without crutches. How I did that, I don't know. You know, but as a little kid, I had determination, and I don't know where it came from.
Yeah.
So then, after all that, then I got out of braces, then my parents found out that I had to go to a handicapped school. Because they didn't mainstream till 1975. You know, and they said, hey, there's no law. This is where he goes. And part of that going to handicapped school, the good part was is no other child made fun of you because everybody had a disability.
Right.
That was, and in some ways it was good because, like, when we went to the circus, fire department showed up in their dress blues and carried us to our seats. And there was a local guy that had a puppet show, and at Christmas time was there the whole day, and everybody got a free, you know, you could tell them what you wanted for Christmas, and everybody got a gift. There were people that really tried to help the handicapped, and then there's the other side that, you know, don't think much of you.
Right. They think you're a burden. They think that, you know, you can't be too smart if you have a handicap. I know. It's quite sad, and it was worse back then. I mean, you and I are the same age. I was born in 58 also. It was worse back then. People were definitely more ostracized. Today, people are a little bit more forgiving and understanding and sensitive about that sort of stuff.
Well, yes and no, because I work with a guy, and I consider him a friend. He's retired, and he just mentioned to me when I spoke to him last week about a kid that he watched for years go on a short bus and have an assistant, and he was saying, look at all that resources put on that child that, you know, like the Democrats have really gone too far.
Well,
I'm a person that I grew up with a disability, but I also live and work in the regular world. I feel like I'm Mr. Spock. You know, I don't know where I really fit.
Right. That's funny. That's a funny analogy. All right, so let's move forward a little bit. So your teen years, did you go to college? Did you go to...
No, I just went to high school, and then I ended up getting involved in jet engine repair. My father ended up being an airline pilot.
Wow, that's pretty cool, jet engine repair.
Because before I was born, I was supposed to be an airline pilot.
Uh-huh.
And there was no way I could follow in my dad's footsteps, but that's really what he wanted.
Now, for people out there who aren't clear on this, what cerebral palsy is, this is the an effect of the brain that...
Correct.
..that causes motor... issues, right? Like your arms work okay, your legs work okay, but some things work, some things don't?
My legs are the most obvious, but I have a little bit of it in my hands.
Mm-hmm.
I have a manual dexterity issue in my hands. My speech is a little bit off. As a child, I did go to speech therapy. In my eyes, I had this happen where a cop thought I was drunk and shined a flashlight in my eyes and said, you're drunk. I said, no, I don't drink at all. I have, you know, cerebral palsy. I got a brain damage.
Right.
I have a little bit it throughout my body, but if you saw me walking, you would say, oh, it's just your legs.
Right. Interesting. Okay, so where are you introduced to sports and then physical culture?
Well, I say when I was like 5 years old when I seen Steve Reeves, I was in awe of his body.
Right.
That and so charismatic, and I said, boy, that's interesting. And then my brother and I, we saw them Jaleer ads, and we were just, we were interested as kids. And then I remember we at the drive-in, we saw Don't Make Waves with Dave Draper.
Right.
And we were just, we could not believe that somebody was that big.
Right.
That how could anybody be that big? It didn't seem possible. You go from Steve Reeves to Dave Draper, and we got interested.
Right.
And then when I went to high school, they built a small gym, and they had a universal machine. And then I noticed that, hey, I could do this, but it wasn't until I was 20 years old that the city I lived in had a bunch of money from a factory that had been there for 100 years. They had a lot of tax money, and they built an adult gym where they had men's night and women's night.
Wow.
And then I started using the universal machine. I just used the universal machine, but I did not do leg presses. And then I went to the back room and did dumbbell flies and curls with the preacher bench. That's all I did. I can't do squats.
Now, can you train your legs at all with, like, leg extensions and stuff like that?
No, my legs are shot from walking and everything. I gotta be careful how much I stand or walk. I can't walk very far or stand very long, or otherwise I'm in pain for 5 days. They're burned out. I went to a doctor and he looked at them and said, "You got bone against bone. The bones wore grooves into one another. You got torn ligaments. You got busted kneecaps." He said, "What I know as a doctor, you shouldn't be able to take one step."
So do you spend time in a wheelchair now?
I use a mobility scooter to go to the mall, and then that's brought up another issue. I've lost my cardio.
Ah, yeah, sure.
So now I was just in the hospital with MRSA, and I don't know, for some reason my blood pressure went way down, but when I walked around, my blood pressure went 145 over 95. But when I laid in bed, it went all the way down to 110 over 70. So they said, "Well, you can't be on blood pressure medicine." They said, "You either got heart disease or you're in good shape."
You're in good shape. That's why. But you still probably have some of the benefits of your cardiovascular conditioning that you had before. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. I want to pick this up. Stay right where we are. I want to pick this up on the other side.
Okay.
This is an episode of Muscle Saves Lives. We're talking with Mike Nippert. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You know, there are heroes all around us. If you just stand still long enough and listen to somebody talk, you'll find that out. We're talking to one right now, Mike Nippert. If you're facing challenges in your life, listen to this story. Because I got a feeling that your challenges are really not that big of a deal. So, Mike, you fell in love with the physique, the physical culture that led to it. And you started to train in a way based on what you had access to. When did you decide, and at that time, were your legs were still in better shape than they are today, right? You used to be able to train your legs, right?
I never did train my legs.
Okay, not even with the leg extensions or nothing like that, right?
No, I mean, here's one of my favorite things that I borrowed from Clint Eastwood. A man's got to know his limitations.
Yeah, I agree. Okay,
so. And I don't have a problem with that. There's so much I can do with my upper body. It took a lifetime to work, deal with having a disability. At this point in my life, I don't have an issue with it.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about, you start training, you fall in love with the iron, and it becomes a regular part of your life. When do you start to become more serious about it? And start to change the way you train from just, you know, curls and dumbbell flies to like, okay, I've got to train every part of my upper body.
Well, actually, in the very beginning, what we did is I used the universal, and I remember the first thing I did was the shoulder presses. But, I mean, this might be totally wrong, but what I would do is I would do, you know, like 18 and go to the next plate and do as many as I could and go to the next plate.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That's called pyramiding, and that works fine. Do you notice, are you exceptionally strong in your upper body?
Not like what I was. I mean, I'm really slowing down.
No, I understand that, but back then, were you exceptionally strong when you first, you even surprised yourself at the weight that you were handling?
I could never really lift a lot, and my brother used to work on me because I could build more muscle than my brother, and he said, well, your muscles are fake. And I said, but it looks good.
But it looks good. That's good. You know, okay, so when do you decide you want to compete?
Oh, that wasn't until years later. You know, what was it, 2012 or something, the Northern Kentucky show?
Mm-hmm.
I was still out of shape because it might have been like 04. I had a former girlfriend pass away from cancer. And I don't know if this had anything to do with it, but I went up to 238 pounds.
Could have. You just started eating a lot more, maybe not. You were in a funk, would you say?
Yeah, and then I saw that Rocky movie where he made a comeback. It was like Christmas night, and I said, well, maybe I have it's still in me to come back around. And I saw a magazine, and I remember Frank Zane, and I called him up, and he answered the phone. And I said, hey, I'd like to have you train me. And he said, well, I said, how about Labor Day or whatever? And he said, go to the Arnold. And I knew of the Arnold, but I didn't know what it was about. He said, well, I want to take a look at you at the Arnold. So I went up to the Arnold, and he looked at me for 10 minutes. And then I set up the date to train with him, just, you know, upper body. And the amazing thing is, all he wanted was a doctor's release. But nobody that at gyms never said, you cannot do this, or you're not welcome.
Right.
You know, and that's what really amazes me. People at their peak of condition always have been very welcoming. Like Ronnie Coleman, I mean, it's like a long list of who's who in bodybuilding. Diana Dennis, I trained with her in Vegas. You know, we ran into, I can't think of his name right now. He was a full-time Mr. Olympia or something like that. At the gym, and I got my picture taken with him.
Oh, it'll come to you probably as we talk more. So,
but I met so many people in bodybuilding, and they've always been very welcoming. I remember when Dana Lynn Bailey started, and she was selling the isolator. I remember seeing her at the Arnold for the first time when nobody knew her. And then the last time I went to the Olympia, not this one, but the one before, I was talking to a girl, and she turned around and said hello to me. How you doing? I mean, so, you know, people in the industry have been very good to me, and bodybuilding.com has been very good to me.
How has bodybuilding.com been good to you? Tell me about them.
The guy that was in marketing saw me at the food court at the Arnold one year and gave me his card. And, like, he would give me T-shirts. He saw me in Vegas and would always come up to me and talk to me. He saw me at Venice Beach and came up to me and talked to me. You know, he was, even after the last Olympia I went to, he didn't even work for him anymore, and he came up to me and said, hey, how you doing? He said, I'm retired. But, I mean, stuff like that. You know, like when you go to these shows like Charles Glass, I seen Charles Glass in Columbus. I seen him in Vegas, and I seen him at Gold's in Venice. You know, I mean, it don't look like a family reunion. They've always gave me that respect.
Right.
I met Eddie Giuliani, and I talked to him.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's a who's who's list of people that have always been very welcoming to me. And I never got that anywhere else.
You know what I posted on Facebook this morning? This really doesn't have anything to do specifically with this discussion, but it speaks to what you're talking about. I was at the gym this morning training, and there's these two black guys there that I always see, young guys, they're super strong, and they're always rooting me on, and I'm always rooting them on. And I realize that there is no racism in the gym. And I don't know about Planet Fatness. I don't know anything about those gyms. But real gyms, there's no racism in gyms. Physical culture measures people by their effort and their hard work. And the iron measures a person. It's not about color. It's not about religion. It's not about gender. It's a totally different environment. And the reality is we're all, no matter where you are in your life, no matter what challenges you have, no matter what genetics you have, none of it matters because we're all in pursuit. It's a noble pursuit of greater strength and really immortality. We feel that we can make ourselves immortal. And we're all doing that. And it doesn't matter what color you are. And I thought to myself, if we could just get everybody in the country to start training, seriously, no one would be fighting with each other anymore.
Well, my friend that I trained with in the very beginning, he was in his 30s. Roberto, he's from Honduras. He got adopted and grew up on a farm in Kentucky because he was, you know, he was starving to death in Honduras. And what we would do with the Universal is we would challenge each other. We would do a bunch of reps and go down another notch and do more reps. And we pushed each other. And then after 6 months, we found out we got strong. And he's 73 now, and I'm 57. And he called me on Thanksgiving Day to talk to me, like, how you doing? Even though we have been training together for years and years, that friendship will never die.
I know. Physical culture builds a bond between people that is like no other bond in the world. It really isn't. So anyway,
yeah. Okay.
Let's talk more about. So I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about your competition in 2012. How about that?
Okay.
All right. We're talking with Michael Nippert. This is a Muscle Saves Lives episode. And clearly, the love of physical culture changed the trajectory of Michael's life. And towards the end of the show, we're going to talk about how he sees how his life he thinks would have played out had he not fallen in love with the iron. Stay tuned.
You deserve again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of six ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Spread on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
The secret word is pumpkin. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes.
Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is an episode of Muscle Saves Lives. We're talking to Michael Nippert. So let's talk about your first. Your was this your only competition, Michael, or was this just the first? Oh, I'm sorry. I had your microphone shut off. Just start from the beginning again.
I competed in Venice Beach Labor Day weekend, I think 2012.
Okay.
It's on the web if you look up my name.
And you also competed in Northern Kentucky, right?
Correct.
Okay. So talk about your competitions. What class did you compete in?
Men's physique.
Okay. And how did you do?
Well, I always come in last. Okay. And I've been unable to get back to where I was when I was a lot younger. There's always an issue, like I got a jammed shoulder and rotator tears. I had MRSA in September and October, and then I just had my throat scope. I have Barrett's disease, but it came up negative for cancer. And I hope to start training again, but I have a seated dip Nautilus and I have a Nautilus abdominal crunch, and I'm thinking about just doing those two exercises and see where I go.
Right. Yeah. And so when you compete, you walk up on stage of your own accord, right?
Correct. But what I do is, like, when we're waiting, they give me a chair.
Ah, okay.
At Northern Kentucky, I couldn't say how much, they were very accommodating. They asked me if I was okay, we'll get you a chair. They were very, very nice. You couldn't ask for a better run show.
Yeah, no, they're good people. That's the folks that own Beverly that
correct.
That put that on. I can't think of Sandy and I can't think of her husband's name, Ridinger, their last name. They're wonderful people, really, really. And it's a really well-done show, really good show. So
I was exhausted afterwards. I mean, by the time I got back to my hotel room,
I bet.
I was fried.
Now, do you diet down when you have to do a competition? Do you try to lose some body fat?
I try, but I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you, on both times I failed it, I competed. I mean, miserable, but I went ahead and did it anyway. I said, well, I'll get experience. I haven't been to where I want to be in years, and I don't know if I ever will, but I always say, hey, someday I'll probably come back. I don't know when.
Right.
But do I have that desire? I used to be able to ride a bike. I lost the ability to ride a bike because I bought a bike and I found out that I couldn't pedal them anymore. But I never got rid of it.
What about one of those upper body ergometers for cardio? You know what I'm talking about? That thing that it looks like pedals of a bicycle and you pump them with your hands, you round and round. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I thought about that because there was a fitness store that ordered one. A guy in a wheelchair said, I want one of these. I want one of them. So they ordered it. They set it up. And then he said, I don't want it.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, there's a handheld thing that's like chrome with two handles and you spin it around. I have one of those and I bought it to Arnold.
I think that's what I'm talking about. They call it an upper body ergometer. It's like it's like the pedals of a bicycle, but it's up high. You sit down. And
this is the thing that you just, it's all one piece. It's all metal. And it's got bearings. And it's got handles on it. And you spin it around like bicycle motion.
I gotcha. Okay.
And it's got weight to it. It'll wear you out. For me, it don't take much.
Right. So now, are you still training now? Do you get to the gym, or do you have the your equipment at home? Or what are you doing?
I have my equipment at home, and I haven't done anything for a while.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
I've been struggling the past couple years.
With your body, you mean, struggling?
I had MRSA.
Yeah, okay.
And that's kind of slowed me down. And then before that, I had a hard time walking around for 10 months. It's like I had tears or something, ligaments. I just used the car to work to get around.
Right. So what do you think would have been the outcome of your life had you not fallen in love with physical culture? I'm sure that you know people who also had cerebral palsy. Did their lives turn out as good as they had hoped? Do you feel that your life would have turned out worse than it has as a result of your love of physical culture?
It definitely turned out for the better, not for the working out piece. You would think that, but actually it's the emotional support that I get from the industry.
Uh-huh.
Like Ronnie Coleman, Frank Zane, you name it. Arnold walked up to me and shook my hand. He shook my hand three times. He probably don't remember it, but he did.
And Arnold doesn't shake people's hands. I happen to know this for a fact. Like, I mean, he doesn't shake strangers' hands. Let's put it that way. He does.
Well, the first time I was on my scooter, and that's when he was governor, and a big crowd came, and a hand came down. So I shook it, and I looked up, and I almost passed out.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't believe, and then he started laughing. And then the last time, they blocked everything off and said, Arnold's coming, but you're on a scooter, stay here. So I got off my scooter, and I said, hey, Arnold, and I held my hand out, and he walked over and shook it. And then I got scared. I wanted to talk to him, but I didn't say anything.
You got tongue-tied. A lot of people do that when they meet somebody famous. They have a hard time talking. So what's the next step for you? Do you want to be remotivated? Do you want to take another shot at this? Are you ready to kind of get back and start training, start out slow, and move gently?
Yeah, I mean, I thought about it, like, see where I'm at, like, in August and September and send you a picture. I'll either be in the Hall of Fame or the Hall of Shame. That guy talked a lot, but he didn't show anything.
Right.
I mean, you can see when I looked at Venice Beach on bodybuilding.com, my picture, that's one of my best pictures of me being around 50.
Uh-huh.
That's at 50. It takes me about 3 months to bounce back, to start looking like, okay, you do go to a gym.
Right, exactly. Right.
But it is tough. I mean, my brother was in the Marines, and he works out of California as a maintenance man, and he even admits that he's slowing down.
Yeah.
And I guess, and one thing I forgot to bring up is my grandfather lived to be 106, and back in the 60s, he did yoga, and at his 60th birthday, stood on his head, and he went to a health food store back in the 60s, and they had magazines. He told us about stuff that they talk about like it's brand new now.
Yeah, I bet you he was a big fan of Bernard McFadden's book. He had a magazine called Physical Culture. I mean, Bernard McFadden was a big fan of standing on your head. I mean, all those things that you were just talking about.
I mean, my grandfather had prostate cancer at 70 and lived to be 106.
Wow.
I mean, he was a firefighter until he was almost 68 years old, and he could do all his drills. And he never got angry that much, and he never smoked or drank.
Mm-hmm.
And he would always tell us, like, hey, don't eat them hamburgers and fries. And he told us about sea salt. And I'll be honest, we laughed our heads off. You know,
right?
We did not know. I mean, this is in the 60s, sea salt.
Interesting.
But, you know, there's been people over 100 years that knew how to eat right. It's just now, it's all brand new. But
yeah,
it's been out there for a long time.
If listeners want to reach out to you and communicate with you, how can they do that?
How about NIP49 at bodybuilding.com?
N-I-P or N-I-P-P?
NIP49.
49 at bodybuilding.com.
Yes.
Anything else you want to say to the audience, Mike?
Well, like I said, people would not realize how great the industry's been to me. Like, if it's the Arnold or Venice Beach, you know, like Joe Weedy, when he put on the show, they were very nice to me. I sat on my scooter,
and they hold a plate for me in line before I could come out. And I would, you know, I was rested, and then I walked out, and, you know, a guy said, hey, if you need help walking back, I'll help you. You know, he was a guy that competed against me.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, and I was really surprised that when I went one of the last women's shows, Betty Parisio, I was really impressed. She might have been 52 or something on her. I think it might have been the last time she competed. And I was just at awe that, you know, where would other people be at 52? They'd be sitting on the couch watching TV all out of shape.
Betty Parisio, that's you said, right? Betty Parisio, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she is a remarkable athlete. It's just amazing. And so pretty, so poised, fantastic physique, just amazing.
And I never met her personally, but sitting in the audience, and I got good seats every year, and the energy at the Veterans Hall, you could just feel the energy. All I want to do is go home and lift weights.
Right, it motivates you. Motivates.
And, you know, and I'm not saying I have it the worst, and I got it all figured out. I don't have it all figured out. I struggle like everybody else, and I know that the way the world is, everybody in U.S. is hurting. And I seen kids at the Arnold that were multiple handicapped in wheelchairs, and we rode the elevator together, and I said, you know, I see other people that are in really bad shape. Somehow I managed to get up and go. I don't know how I did it. I know that movies, you know, like Steve McQueen, you know, all the male actors, Charles Bronson, you know, all that motivated me.
Right.
And then, you know, I was watching Terrence Hill and Henry Fonda, and Terrence Hill was admiring Henry Fonda as an old gunfighter and talked about the good old days. And then Henry Fonda said, there never was any good old days. There's a lot of inspiration in movies,
right,
lines that are said.
Right.
And I absorbed that, and it is true. But if it wasn't for people being nice to me and giving me that kindness and love that the industry did, you know, that's what really helped me more than maybe the exercise, is the kindness out of people.
The camaraderie.
And like you giving me the time to get my story.
Right.
You know, I'm deeply appreciative to that.
Well, I'm glad that you
I just
called.
Hope I can live up to what you think about me.
Well, we're gonna see now. We're gonna hopefully you'll be motivated by this. You know, hopefully there's some people will reach out to you, and maybe somebody who lives close to you will want to start training with you. And
I'm always just gonna train at home.
Yeah, just easier for you.
Well, yeah, because it's more difficult for me to get dressed and put my shoes on. So if I do it at home, I got all the time in the world. And the beauty about having my own equipment, I can sit on it as long as I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and throw the weights down, and it's mine.
Right.
But I did have a neighbor, and she moved away, that whenever I had her train me, I did feel more of I felt it. I felt like I got a more complete workout.
Right. Interesting. Mike, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll wrap up the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The secret word is pumpkin.
Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Bring in the funk, bring in the noise. Welcome back. Tomorrow's Thursday, so we have Physical Culture Radio tomorrow with Brooks Kubik. I'm sure Brooks and I'll have something wonderful to talk about. Hope you can tune in for that. And then this Friday, on Casual Friday, we'll announce the winner of the 3 bags of NutriCafe organic gourmet medicinal coffee. If you are listening to the show and hearing the secret word during the commercial breaks, just email it into onair@superhumanradio.com and you're entered to win. Also, you can enter to win a $1,000 shopping spree at thrivemarket.com. If you go to superhumanradio.com and click the thrivemarket.com banner ad, you'll be transported to a page where you'll automatically be entered, and you'll also get a free month's membership and 15% off your first order. Thrivemarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off of retail. Save yourself some money from going to places like Whole Foods and shop at thrivemarket.com and have them deliver food right to your door. Also, don't forget, we have a free sample of Exact XACT, which is a new nootropic that will give you greater mental energy, focus, clarity, make you better at work, better at the gym, better in general. You can get a free sample by going to the website, superhumanradio.com, and clicking the XACT Exact banner ad. Also, our audience exclusively gets a 25% off discount plus free shipping on a bottle of Exact, or as many bottles as you want. When you use the coupon code SHR, those three letters, they can be caps, they can be lowercase, it doesn't matter. So check those out. Of course, don't forget Dr. Jeff's offer at the beginning of the show. 48 people get a Carbolin shaker bottle worth about $12 and some free samples of Carbolin. If you've never tried Carbolin, the pre- and intra-workout carbohydrate supplement, check it out. More and more people who train very hard are saying it allows them to train even harder. And even if you're listening to this show late and you think those 48 shaker bottles and Carbolin samples are gone, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ask the Scientist a Question banner ad at the bottom right-hand side and ask Dr. Jeff for free samples of Carbolin anyway. If you're one of the 48, you'll get the cup, the shaker bottle. And if you're not, you'll probably just get some samples of Carbolin. So either way, you win. So check that out. And that's all I've got today. Thank you for listening. I hope some of you were inspired by Mike Nippert's discussion. You know, we all, God knows I've had challenges this year. My spine, my legs, torn bicep. But the important thing is to just keep on keeping on. There's always going to be obstacles. There's always going to be reasons not to train. You have to find the reasons to train. Because through training, you can mitigate a lot of the damaging effects of life. I can tell you that firsthand. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio today.
If you take curcumin, you